Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text number 12. Hi dharma para dharmascha abhyasa upama chala adharma shaka panchema dharmo gyo dharmavat tyajet vidharma irreligion paradharma religious principles practiced by others cha and abhasa pretentious religious principles upama principles that appear religious but are not chala a cheating religion adharma shaka which are different branches of irreligion pancha five ima these dharma gyan one who is aware of religious principles adharmavat accepting them as irreligious tyajat should give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are five branches of irreligion, appropriately known as irreligion, vidharma, religious principles for which one is unfit, paradharma, pretentious religion, abhasa, analogical religion, upadharma, and cheating religion, chaladharma. One who is aware of real religious life must abandon these five as irreligious. Purport. Any religious principle is opposed to the principle of surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, are to be considered religious principles of irregularity or cheating. And one who is actually interested in religion must give up these, must give them up. One should simply follow the instructions of Krishna and surrender unto him. To do this, of course, one needs very good intelligence, which may be awakened after many, many births through good association with devotees and the practice of Krishna consciousness. Everything but the principle of religion recommended by Krishna, sarva dharma prajaja mam ekam sharanam vraja, must be given up as irreligion. So does anyone, can everyone give, anyone give an example of what Vidharma means? Okay. Luckily in the next couple of verses it's explained. So I'll read text 13. Religious principles that obstruct one from following his own religion are called Vidharma. So what is Vidharma? Without cheating. Why don't you turn that off?
No.
Yes. Yes. It won't turn off. It's cheating religion. Of course, Ananda has a computer over here. So what is Vidharma? Closer than anyone else came. Religious principles that obstruct one's performance of religion, one's own religion. Religious principles that obstruct one from following his own religion are called Vidharma. So what is Vidharma? Lalita Govinda? Religious principles that obstruct one from following one's own religion are called Vidharma. religious principles introduced to others are called Paradharma. Anyone remember where Krishna mentions Paradharma in Bhagavad Gita? All our scholars here. So Dharma begins with something about Swadharma. Yeah, well, it's one's own religion. He says that one should follow his own religious principles and not follow the path of others. Destruction of the path of one's religion, one's own dharma, is better because to follow someone else's path is dangerous. Shreya. Shreya means it's better. Shreya swadharma viguna para dharma swanustita. So here this word, para dharma. Para dharma. Swanustita. Swanustita. One's own path, religion. Shreya paramatama dharma. Para dharma swanustita. Svedan me nidanam shreyak paradharmo payabaha. So shreyak swadamo, swadamo. One's own religious principle is better to follow. Svedan me nidanam shreyak paradharmo payabaha. Because to follow someone else's religious principles is dangerous. And a new type of religion created by others who is falsely proud and opposes the principles of the Vedas is called Upadharma. So what's Upadharma? Sorry to get everyone thinking here. What's, Bhakti Luke, what's Upadharma? Yes, it's called Upadharma. And he opposes the principles of the Vedas. And the interpretation by one's jugglery of words is called chaladharma. So let's go. So how many, which are the dharmas that are mentioned here in this particular verse? Well, which ones? Chaladharma, Upadharma. Upadharma, and what else? Paradharma. Purport. To create a new type of dharma has become fashionable in this age. So-called swamis and yogis support that one may follow any type of religious system according to one's own choice, because all systems are ultimately the same. In Srimad Bhagavatam, however, such fashionable ideas are called Vidharma, because they go against one's own religious system. Real religious system is described by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Dharma Prajaja Mam Ekam Charanam Braja. The real religious system is that of surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. In the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in connection with Ajamil's deliverance, Yamaraj says, Dharmam tu sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Real religion is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as real law is that which is given by the government. No one can manufacture actual law at home, nor can one manufacture actual religion. Elsewhere it is said, Savai Pumsam Pro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje. Real religious system is that which leads one to become a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, anything opposed to this religious system, a progressive Krishna consciousness, is called Vidharma, Paradharma, Upadharma, or Chaladharma. Misinterpretation of Bhagavad Gita is Chaladharma. When Krishna directly says something and some rascal interprets it means something different, this is Chaladharma, a religious system of cheating. Or shabda-bhiti, a jugglery, shabda-bit, a jugglery of words. One should be extremely careful to avoid these various types of cheating systems of religion. That's what the whole Bhagavatam is about. dharmak prayojita kaitavo tra paramo nimatsaranam satam. That the Bhagavatam from the very beginning states that its purpose is to kick out all varieties of cheating religion, of which there are some mentioned here, namely five, pancha dharma. So which one is not mentioned so far? We have chala dharma, we have upadharma, we have vidharma, and paradharma. So one's left. Abbas. And that's the next verse. A pretentious religious system manufactured by one who willfully neglects the prescribed duties of his order of life is called Abbas. A dim reflection or a false dissimilarity. But if one performs a prescribed duty for his particular ashram or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distresses? Purport is indicated here that everyone should strictly follow the principles of varna and ashram as given in the Shastra. In the Vishnu Purana it is said, Vanashrama Charavataha Purushena Parakpuman Vishnur Aradite Panta Nanyat Tatosha Karna. One should focus upon the destination for progress, which is to become Krishna conscious. This is the aim and the end of all varna and ashrams. However, Vishnu is not worshipped. The followers of the Varna Ashram institution manufacture some concocted god. Thus, it has now become fashionable for any rascal or fool to be elected god, and there are many missionaries who have concocted their own gods, giving up their relationship with the real god. Bhagavad Gita has clearly said that one who worships the demigods has lost his intelligence. Nonetheless, we find that even an illiterate person who has lost all intelligence is elected god. And although he has a temple, it has meat-eating sannyasis, and many polluted activities go on there. This type of religious system, which misguides poor followers, is strictly forbidden. Such pretentious religions should be stopped together. The original system is that a brahmana should actually become a brahmana. He should not only take birth in a brahmana family, but must also be qualified. Also, even if one is not born in a brahmana family, but has brahminical qualifications, he must be considered a brahmana. By strictly following the system, one can be happy without extra endeavor. Svabhava vihito dharma kasya nishta prasantaye. The real aim of life is to mitigate distress, and one can do this very easily by following the principles of Shastra. Yakshastra vidim utsrija vartate kamakarata nisasadim avatnoti nasukam naparam gitim. That one who gives up Shastra and acts whimsically can find neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. So as Prabhupada mentions here, Shastra is meant to free us from misery. Dharma is meant to free us from misery. It's not simply a mechanical process, of which there are five mentioned here. So what are the five different types of adharmas, Madhuji? Could you name one? That's you. No, her. What's that? Vidharma, okay. Shinga Krishna. Okay. Kishora Krishna. What's that? Abhasa, yes. Lalita Govinda. Paradhamma. That's not one of them. Little cheating. We're used to cheating even in class. That's called upadharma, cheating in class. And one more? Chala dharma, yes, chala dharma. What is chala dharma? Yeah, it's word juggling. Where do we find that? What the example the Prabhupada gives of Chala Dharma here? Yes, the Mayavadi's interpretation. So the whole idea is to gradually give up lust, anger, and greed. Trivida narakasyedam dvaram nashitam atmanaha kama krodha tata lobas tasmat etam trayam chajet. There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every sane person should give these up because they lead to the degradation of the self. So basically the idea is that if you're sick, then you should follow some process to get well, healthy. And part of that process is you have to give up eating certain things which are detrimental to your recovery. So the doctor tells you, you have to give up these items of food. You may not like to give them up, but if you want to get better, if you want to get healthy, you have to give them up. Similarly, there are certain things that take one's mind away from Krishna and that we're supposed to give them up, but we're not prepared to give them up all at once, and therefore they're regulated. That's called dharma, religion. And there are four principles of religion, main principles, namely to give up unnecessary sense gratification, especially in the form of illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. So unless some religion teaches the followers how to at least regulate these activities, if not to give them up, then it's called cheating religion, adharma. And the opposite of illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication is mercy, cleanliness, truthfulness, and austerity. Previously, religions used to teach these things, like austerity, fasting at least one day a week, or sometimes they have fasting for a whole month. For people that don't exactly fast for a month, they fast during a certain time, and then they have big feasts. But at least they have some conception that some austerity should be there. While modern society, who have so-called rejected religion, their religion is just, they have no religion. Their religion is uncontrolled senses. Materna Krishne Parataksatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratanam Adanta Gobhira Vishitam Tamizram Punak Punas Charvita Charvanana Adanta Gobhira Vishitam Tamizram. They're simply serving the unbridled senses, namely lust, anger, and greed. They think that's the purpose of life. Chintam aprameyam cha pralayam tam upashvitya kama paboga paramam etavam iti nischita asya pashishitarabhara kama krodha parayana ihanti kama bogaratan aninenartha sanjaya. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there can be no measurement of their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense enjoyment. So how can you tell if a person has this mentality? What will he be thinking? Does anyone know? Imam prapstye manoratam. Idam ayi. Idam maya hatak shatrur. No, no, that's right. Idam. What's the first word? Idam tenat paskaya nabhaktaya. See, we go to the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Idam adya maya labdvam imam prapse manoratam idam astiyam apime bhavishyati pranardhanam aso maya takshatror hanishe chaparanapi ishvaraham mahambhogi siraham balavansuki adyo bijanavanasmi konyosi sadri shamaya yakshe dasyami modisya ityaganam vimohitaha idam adyamaya labdvam. So much I'm gaining today. Idam adya maya labdva imam prapse manoritam. And tomorrow I'll get even more. I have so much now and I'll get even more. Idam astia, idam maya hatak labdvam imam prapse manoritam. Idam astia apime bhavishati pranardanam. And I'll just flourish. I'll get more and more money. And just flourish. My kingdom will expand everywhere. So that's the beginning of the divine act mentality. I'm simply gaining more and more. So much is mine. And I'll get more and more in the future. Idam maya maya kshatro, idam maya, idam adya maya lavdvam imam prapse manoritam. Idam astiyam apime pravishati purardhanam. Adyo maya hatak shatra. He is my enemy, and I've killed him. And all my enemies will all be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am perfect. I am powerful, and I am happy. I'm surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives. I shall perform some sacrifice. I'll give some charity. And as Purnachandra Maharaj said in his Gitamali, I'll go to the heavenly planets and kiss the apsaras there. In this way, the demoniac could be bewildered by ignorance. So this is the illusion everyone's walking around in. Maybe not to the same extent, or maybe out of politeness we don't say, I am the Lord here. Watch out. I am perfect. How dare you criticize someone who's perfect? You're an offender, Prabhu. I am powerful. Watch out. And I am happy. Whatever happens, I am the Lord. So therefore I am happy. And the worst that's going to happen to me, I'll go to the heavenly planets and I'll enjoy there too, just like I'm enjoying here, because I'm a good person. I'm the best of everyone. So these are all manifestations of a dharma. That because people are sinful, because they're following what? Vidharma, Paradharma, Abhas, Upadharma, and Chaladharma. Because they're following these irreligious principles, therefore they're sinful. And because they're sinful, therefore they have a sinful mentality. And that sinful mentality is, this is mine, and whatever is yours, I'll get that too. It's a question of time. And I'm here to gratify my senses. And if you want to be on the safe side, don't become my enemy, because all my enemies are killed. So, basically speaking, to one extent or another, all irreligious people have the same mentality. They may not kill each other, but they kill the animals. They may not be against, they think their religion is real religion, but it's all cheating religion. Because it's all, has nothing to do with the actual personality of Godhead. They can't understand about the soul. They can't understand about the super soul. They don't understand about the supreme soul. And yet they declare themselves to be following religious principles. Although they're not, certainly they kill animals, or they take intoxication, or they don't forbid illicit sex, or they're mentally speculating, gambling. So these are all considered irreligion. And bhavanam janmanamante gyanamamam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sarmahatma sudurlabha. That if one learns about real religion after many, many births and deaths, and one actually concludes that Krishna is everything and I should surrender unto him, that means that one has gained real knowledge. Otherwise, one is simply involved in ignorance and cheating. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Kuala. Chaladharma. Upadharma. Vidharma. Abbas. What's that? Paradharma, yes. Someone else's religious principles. Yes?
Hare Krishna, there is one question from Avadutta Rajdas. I will try to.
Okay, good luck.
In English.
Give it a good try.
Some indulgists write amazing analysis about Gaudiya Vaishnavism, about Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī and so on. All they write sounds like they are real devotees, but they are not. And what do you think about them? Do they belong to cheaters?
Cheaters. Yeah, of course, Chaladharma. They're cheaters. There, as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, some people don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. Agyas chasradanascha samshayatma vinashati. Namnyam, what was that? Agyas chasradanascha samshayatma vinashati. Lokos. Agyas chasradanascha. Agyas chasradanascha. Fourth chapter, end of the fourth chapter. Agyas chasradanascha samshayatma vinashati. Mayam lokasti na paro na sukham samshayatma raha. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, some people, they don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. They have no faith at all. Other people know something, but they don't really, they can cite passages from revealed scriptures, but they have actually no faith in the words. And some people have faith in the scriptures, but they don't believe in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they're all considered faithless. And the worst is they have no faith whatsoever. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Maharaj, for lecture. I wonder, you mentioned that there are three doors to hell. One of them, you said, anger.
Gates, they're big gates. They're,
yeah, gates,
people,
gates.
You have to have gates because there are a lot of people have to go through them.
So, can you say a little bit more why anger is so much destructive?
Why anger is so much destructive?
Yeah.
Because you lose your intelligence. Once you lose your intelligence, you can do any crazy thing. Yeah, you forget everything. That you lose your memory, you lose everything. From anger comes delusion. Therefore, you're just completely, you have your own story. Maya creates a story for you, by which you forget actually what the real story is, and you lose your intelligence. What's the consequences of your action? And therefore, you'll do any crazy thing. All right, thank you very much. Kala. Grantarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.